Okay, so we're doing the Reb Chaim. It's next to the last Reb Chaim. Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Tes, and Hilchos Eidos. Okay, so the Rambam is like this. Okay, so the Rambam is in Hilchos Eidos, Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Tes. So he's dealing basically with Hazama. Yeah. So the Halacha is, he deals with the two cases. The case of Benzer Amara and the case of Ganav Amocha. So the Rambam is in Perikof Aleph, Halacha Tes. Okay, so the Rambam's dealing with Azam over here. But he has two cases. Both cases are similar, and they both have two elements in order to be Chayav Misa. By Benzer Amara, it's basically the same thing, but it's a repetition. Okay, that the first time he gets Malkus and the second time Misa. But there's two elements, so you need two Kitei Eidim. You see, the same thing, you have this similar thing in the case of Ganav Umacha. It's also two elements. So you need two Kitei Eidim. So that's why, I mean, the Rambam groups them both together, because he's really dealing with the Azam aspect of it, but these two cases are similar. Okay, so Reb Chaim is going on the second case, on the Ganav Umacha. Yidu shnayim sheze Ganav Nefesh miYisrael Umachro Umachro V'huzmo Hariel Nechnokin. Okay, so Vasisma Kasha Zomam. So just like they were going to Mechayev Himchenek, so they're Chayev Chenek. Yidu shnayim she Gunvo V'yidu shnayim Acherim she Mochro. Let's say you have two kitei edim. The first one is magid on the gneva, and the second pair is magid on the mechira. Bein shehuz mu'ede gneva, bein shehuz mu'ede mechira, kol kat mehen shehuz moner reges. Shagneva tchilas chiyuvo shel zelamisa. So the gneva is tchilas chiyuvo shel zelamisa. Okay. So, yeah, we have to find the reason. Let's just leave him in time. Reb Chaim's going this one. Idu shnayim shemachro lezeh Yisrael. We have two Eidim that are magid. That what? That there was mechira of a huzmu, and there was a zom on the mechira of a loyu sham Eidim shegunvar really pturim. Why? Shafil zegmar. Shafil lo huzmu lo hoya zenerag. Nei sheyochal lo ma'avdi macharti. Because all they have is that what? They have Eidim Mechira. Okay? And the Eidim Mechira, you need Gneva and you need Mechira. So if you have Eidim Mechira, so Eidim Mechira alone, you can't Mechayev Misa. Of course, you can't Mechayev Misa unless the Eidim Gneva come later. But that's no Chiddush. But the Chiddush is, what if the Eidim Gneva come later? So why don't I say the Eidim Mechira really were being magged on something that could eventuate in his death. So therefore, since it could eventuate in his death, so just like they should also receive the death penalty. Okay, shafilu, but he says no, you can't. Why shafilu lo huzmu lo hoyas en nerag? Because how do you know? Maybe it was Zevit. Bo ede gneva achashuhus moede mechira afilu reinu oson roms and ze eno neherogin. Okay. Yeah, all right. But before, so this is, yeah. Now this Reb Chaim is going on this realm. But the thing is, before we do anything, I think we have to understand what the basic halach is of gneva ganav umacha. Okay, the basic halacha. It's really the Mishnah Sanhedrin Elohein and Nachnakin. Daf Pei Hei Amid Beis. Agonev Nefesh Mi Yisrael. Ein Achayev Ache Yachnisen L'Rishuso. Okay, Rabbi Yudem Ache Yachnisen L'Rishuso Yishtamesh Bo Shinem V'Sama Bo Mochoro. Okay, and the Rambam explains it in Hilchas Gneva. The Rambam's in the last parak of Hilchas Gneva, parak Tes. Kol hagonev nefesh odom over below saser. Shenema lo signov. Posik ze omer baseres advorim He has hara l'gonev nefashos. So it's not genevas mamon, but it's genevas nefashos. V'chein ha-mochar over below sasa. Shezeh b'chlal lo yimochar memkeres ovet. So mochar also is also over below sasa. Why? Because it's b'chlal the love. It's another love, another lo yimochar memkeres ovet. So if he just sells them, so he's also over. But vein lokin al shnei lavin elu, there's no markus for either one of these lavin. Neshehu lav shen nitan lazharas misas bezn. Shenema ki motze ish gonev nefesh me'echov umisaso bechenik. So this lav is nitan lazharas misas bezn, so you don't get markus. It's an interesting thing. I mean, without going into the machlekes of it, the question of lav nitan lazharas misas bezn, but based on the sheer that I gave over Yontif, I mean, there is something you can say about it. You know, it's very hard. These areas are very difficult because they're really lost from us. I mean, you give them a meter, shatan, and rush them. But one thing you can say from this, one thing you can say from Lav Hanitin Lazharas Misas Bezdin She'ein Lokan Lav, what does it show you? It does show you something which actually corroborates what we said in the Shia. See, the question is, like, for instance, let's say a person eats chazer. So you're chayav malchus. So the question is, why am I chayav malchus? Am I chayav malchus because it's a serious avera? And because it's a serious avera, so that's why the Torah put a lav, to indicate that you're chayav malchus. You see? To indicate that you're chayav malchus. Is that the case? Or no? The reason you're chayav malchus is not because of the level of avera that you are over. That's not why you're chayav malchus. You're chayav malchus because of the lav. The Torah shebachsav is the machayav malchus. It's not the ma'is avera. You see, so if you say it's the ma'is avera and the Torah shebachsav is just a similar davar, so then of course what's the difference if it's lav and eat nazar's mrs. Bezin? So what? But it's a lav like any other lav. It doesn't make the avera any less serious. You see, doesn't make the avera any less. But if the halacha is that the machayev, it's causative. The machayev for malchus is because of the structure of the Torah shebachsav. So then, if it's lav shenitan lazharas misas bezin, so it's the lav is not nitan la malchus. It's nitan lazharas misas bezdin, so then it can't be machayev malchus. So it means that the malchus, the machayev of the malchus, is not the chomer havera, but it's the substance of the Torah shebachsav that's the machayev. So once it's nitan lazharas misas bezdin, you really it can't be a machayev of malchus. It's causative. It's an interesting formula. But you see, Rashi does express that idea when he talks about Lashon Shenit Lazarus Mises Bezin on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. I mean, he says, V'chol Lav Shenit Lazarus Mises Bezin Ein Lokin Alav V'afilu Yifteru Men Amisa, even though they don't get Misa, but so you should give them Malkus. And Rashi says, no, he says, Sharei Lo Lazarus Malkus Nitan. Okay, in other words, so you see, what is Rashi saying, basically? He's saying that the Malkus is really, the Torah Shebachsav is causative in the Malkus. And that... Pevavam Beis. I mean, even without Rashi, because the Pshat is clear, but I'm just saying Rashi, what Rashi says, he supports the other. If it were a matter of Chomer HaAvera, I'd say just the contrary. This is Mocham. Because this is something which, combined with another Lav, you're going to be Chayav Misa. So Kal V'Chomer, you should get Malkus. You see. But we explained, I mean, the Danny Wolf said, I think it's a good point, that's why you don't say Onshin Menad Din, because all the Kal V'Chomer is really only makes sense if it's the Chomer HaAvera. But if it's the inyan of Torah Shebachsav, then it doesn't work anymore. See, so that's why that really is another raya to the Rambam in Hilchas And then there was a Perkei in Tumas Meis. Yeah, yeah, Ram Tumas Meis is the only those things that are incorporated in Tarsh B'Chsav. You're going to be Gavi Chayef Korosan. Yeah, so only the first two transmissions, not beyond that. Even though in Halacha it's the exact same thing, there's no difference. But that's an interesting thing. But I mean, obviously there's more to elaborate on this idea. But it's a start, it's a beginning. Okay. Yeah, okay. But at any rate, so what does the Rambam say? So the Rambam says that kol gonev nefesh adam is over below sasish nemo signov. And this pasuk is speaking about what? It's speaking about gonev nefashas. And mocha also. So you have a losas, and if you mochi also have a losas, there's no makas because it's nitin las horas mitzvah bezim because it's ki motze ish gonev nefesh meecho of the nefesh of asambal mocharo umeisa ishahu umeisa subachanek ein aganav chayev misa schenek. The Rambam says ad she yigno vesa yisro v'yachni senu l'shusa v'yishtamish bo v'yim kirenu l'acherem shenema v'yisama bo mocharo. Doesn't matter. Don't you nish on love? He leaned on him on this machbal. Afal pi shehaganev shanignav yoshon a raisin ishtamish bal. Okay, a raisin ishtamish bal. Okay. Doesn't matter if he's awake or he's not awake. Okay.
Yeah,
that's the worst. Now, so it comes that this is a little more complicated than the other case. You have the two cases where you have the two kitos that are machayev misa. The Rambam's using both of these cases. One case is Ben Sarah Mara, where you have two components, and over here also you have two components. But even though both cases, in order to be chayev misa, you have elements, there's a difference, because Ben Sara Mora is simply a quantitative. The elements are quantitative. But over here, the elements are qualitative. There's Gonav Umocha.
Right on.
Ben Sara Mora is Perek Zayin Lacha Zayin. Kate Zedana Ben Sara Mora Mavina Sarov Vima Tchil Lebezin Shashlash Ramalahan Ben Yitzhak Sara Mora Mavina Shneim Shagodav Mishalov Vikona Basra Yayin. Okay, so it's just a repetition. It's the same thing. It's a quantitative concept. But over here, by Gonav Umachar, it requires more analysis because you have two elements, but the elements are different. The elements are, what's the tzirah for parshias between Gonav Umachar? I mean, each one's a lav by itself, and together, Samei Yechayev Misa. It's a strange kind of thing. I mean, you have the formula demands some kind of explanation. Okay. Yeah. Okay. There is a question that you have to ask. I mean, about the whole inyan. What's the question? The basic question about Ganav Amacha. Ganav is kind of Ganavish. The low signal means Ganav nefashas. What is the question? The question, of course, is gonev nefashis in the Torah is a totally different concept than kidnapping, because kidnapping is considered like a criminal activity. It's a criminal activity. Gonev nefesh is really, according to halacha, it would seem to be a civil it's a civil activity. In other words, there is a chalos. It would appear there's a chalos din gneva here. There's a chalos din gneva. What's the proof? The proof is because the Rambam incorporates it in Hilchas Gneva. Lo Signov doesn't prove anything. I said Lo Signov is simply, that means begonev nefashis akasu medaber. So I mean, you wouldn't include that when on the surface. You wouldn't include it in Hilchos Gneiva. Okay, that belongs. I mean, that belongs together with the other Chayve Mises. But the Rambam didn't put this together with the other Chayve Mises. Rambam put it over here in Hilchos Gneiva, which would seem to be it's a monetary issue. It's a monetary issue. In other words, that there's a chalos din gneiva. There's a chalos din gneiva. What's strange is that the question is, of course, how could there be a chalos din gneiva on an odom? On an odom. Because, I mean, you understand property is, I have bailus on property. So, therefore, I mean, if you steal my property, it's subject to gezel because it's in my reshus. But if you steal me, I mean, why am I subject to gezel? In other words, there's no din gneiva is only applicable where you have a din reshus on a chefza. But what kind of who has reshus on me? What am I in my own reshus? I mean, I own myself. I mean, there's no the halacha doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So therefore, the idea that the Torah introduces in Los Signov in the Aseres Advarim, the Ram says, is something which requires an understanding. I mean, how is that possible to say? You're going to tell me it's a criminal violation, but there's no civil aspect to it. There's no monetary. Okay, fine. So that's it. So it's a criminal act, like kidnapping. Okay. Yeah. In other words, is it the question is like this? The question is, I say, let's say, for instance, I would say the law is that if you steal an inanimate object, you have to repay it. But if you steal an animate object, you have to go to prison. So then it would mean that the stealing is the same thing. The same thing, the same act, the same activity is occurring. The only thing is that on certain objects you're high of more. That's one way to view it. Or you could say no, that the object, and when you steal it, so that's the question. Do I say when I steal a person that a person, the same thing is happening, but the only thing is that because of the object that you stole, so the penalty is different. You say, or do I say no, that it's a different process? There's no such thing. There's no. It's a completely different activity. It's a qualitatively differentiated activity. I mean, kidnapping is not stealing. It has nothing to do with stealing. It's infringing on the rights of another human being, and it's like killing him or damaging him or different. It's a different concept. That's the question. But you see, according to Allah, that's interesting. According to Allah, Allah views it as this, not as a criminal activity, something which is differentiated, but at least on the surface, superficially, it would seem the Ram classifies it in Hilchos Gneiva, and that would seem to prove. I mean, and we mentioned, I mean, of course, that it's an Inyan Advarim. So in the Inyan Advarim, if it's in Hilchos Gneiva, the same process is taking place. The same process is taking place, which means that you actually can accomplish Gneiva on an Adam. Okay. I mean, the Brisker Rav said, and the Gemara in Kedushin says, Amar Rava, that Zosomeres Eved Ivri Gufo Konui. So the Brisker Rav said, doesn't mean that it's Gufo Konui, that he owns him like an animal. But Gufo Konui means there's a Chalei Shem Eved. So it's an entity. It's an entity. Because the Gemara says, that's why, for instance, the Brisker Rav is a Pistarinus. He says that, for instance, why isn't an Eved Ivri is Mutta B'Shifcha? He says, that's what it means, Gufa Kohen. It means it's a Chalei Shem in the Gavra. And the Chalei Shem results in various different phenomena. And that's what it means, Gufa Kohen. But Gufa Kohen does not mean literally that he owns his Guf. Like, you know, that's Eved Kenani is Gufa. Eved Kenani is Gufa. Actually, he owns the Guf. But Eved Kenani is a but not every. Yeah. So I mean, so therefore, it makes it even more difficult. I mean, he's not even subject. Yisrael is not even subject to the whole phenomenon of being an object of ownership. So how could you have gonev nefesh? It seems that gonev nefesh is impossible. Rama is pretty clear. Hilchos Geneva yesh b'chol and sheva mitzvahs. Shtei mitzvah say v'chomesh mitzvahs lo sasei. And the last one is shlo lignav nefashos. And he puts it all under the union of Hilchos Geneva. And it means there has to be a chalos din Geneva. You can further prove that there really is a din Geneva here. How can you prove further the din Geneva here? I'll tell you why. Because it says you need Geneva and Mechira, right? Now what is he chayev Misa for? Is he chayev Misa for the Geneva, or is he chayev Misa for the Geneva and the Mechira? The combination. The fact that he did two things, two averes. Rambam's implication of Rambam is it's the Geneva. That's not such a double portion. Ram says, "Eina ganav chayev misa schenek at sheyignov as esay Yisrael v'yachni sener lirshusel v'yishtamish bo v'yinkren lachen shnem esam bo mechora v'afil lo nishtamish bo parzum shel apruta." So it means he's chayev misa for what? For the gneva. For the gneva is chayev. He's chayev misa for the gneva. If there's no real dover hagonov, if there's no dover hagonov, so it's two disjointed actions. One thing has nothing to do with the other. In other words, because the Geneva is nothing, there's no real Geneva, it's a Maisa Geneva. So how could you say, Eina Ganav Chayev Misa Ache Yimkor? I mean, one thing has nothing to do with the other. If there's a Chalos Din of the Dover HaGonov, so now I say like this, that there's a Dover HaGonov, and now if you do Mechira on the Dover HaGonov, so you're going to be Chayev Misa for the Geneva. But that means that there must be a Dover HaGonov over here. Otherwise, it's simply two things, and one thing has nothing to do with the other. So then the Rambam would say, Ein a Chayev Misa, Achi Yignaveno V'im Karano. You see? But from the Lashon Rambam, Ein a Ganav Chayev Misa, until he does Mechira, the implication is clear that the Cheftza is a Dovar HaGonov, and the Chayev Misa is because of the Inyan Gneva Sheba. So the Inyan Gneva, the only way you can relate the Mechira to the Gneva is if it's in your Rishus. So if it's in your Rishus and now you sell the object, so therefore the selling is an exercising, a further exercising of your Kinyan Gezel on the Chafetz. You see, because when you sell, in other words, there's a Kinyan Gezel on the Chafetz, and now when you sell that Chafetz, so you're exercising your kinyan gzela on the chayfetz. So then it makes sense to say that then the ganef is then I can understand the ganef is only chayev, not simply if he renders the chefza dovra gonov, but if he exercises his kinyan gneva on the chefza, then he's chayev. But if there's no dovra gonov, So they're disjointed. One thing has nothing to do with the other. So you should just say, Ein odom chayev misa achi yasa beiza averas bardo. She yignaveno v'im karena. Two different things. One thing has nothing to do with the other. It's just two separate activities. But apparently the way the Rambam has it seems clear that there is a dover agonov, and the dover agonov now, if I exercise my bilus, that was generated by my kinyan gneva, then I'm chayev misa. If I just leave my bilus, just lay the way it is, not no change, then I'm not chayev misa. But if I exercise my kinyan bilus on the dovar agonov, then I'm going to be chayev misa. Then I understand. Yeah, a similar halacha you have by Tavach Macha. Tavach Macha is Mishalom Dal Vehe. So you see that you could be chayev more on a Dovar Agonov when you exercise your kinyan Geneva, your kinyan Gezel. The kinyan gezel, the kinyan geneva on the cheftza, if you exercise your rights in a certain manner, so you'll be chayav more. You'll be chayav more. That's like the tavach hamachar, misham da tashlam da vehei. So that would be directly in line with this halach. But that's only possible if there's a davar ganav. But if there's no davar ganav over here, but it's just simply what? It's simply an action that appears like follows a certain pattern, just a pattern of Geneva, but there's no davar ganav, then you can't say ein a ganav chayev misa ad sheyim kareno. That would be like the same halacha, like ein a ganav chayev tashlum vehei ad she tavach hamacha. That would be similar halacha. But you can't, if there's no davar ganav, you can't have such halacha. So you see from the very next Rambam that there is, that an Odom can have a Chaleshem of a Dovr Agonov. Of a Dovr Agonov. Okay, yeah. Okay. This much we can say. We can say that the Torah made a reference to the problem. The Torah recognized the problem. I don't know if we will be Zohar to understand the solution. But we can see that the Torah really did make a reference to the problem. See, because with regard to Gneivas Odom, going to Fushas, there are three psukim. One pasuk is in the Aseres Advarim Lo Signov. That's one pasuk, and that pasuk is really the pasuk on the Onish Chayav Misa. Because that's the riot, Gemara says. The little signal is begun even the fashas across Madaba, because all it says dibris is chayav misa. Chayav misa. So therefore, that's one pasuk. That's the signal, the chayav misa. But you have two more pasukim. One pasuk is in Mishpatim, and that's begone vishnu macharov v'nimtza v'yado mos yumos. And the other pasuk is in Kisetze. Ki motze yish gonev nefesh me echov nebneis oves amar bo mocharo o mesa ganavaho. So this amar bo mocharo. So the three psukim are not superfluous, are not redundant. The each one is a different function. You see, the function lo signov is really the onesh chayev mesa. Okay, that's also that's a chayiv mis for the geneva, provided that you exercise a certain type of right ownership over the object. That's one. And the second thing is that the second pasuk, the ganavish machar mishpatim, is dealing with the two elements of the avera. The Geneva and the Mechira. The Geneva and the Mechira. It would seem that after Yisra and after Mishpatim, I mean, that's it. There's nothing more to mention. But you see in Devarim, in Kiseitze, the Torah Shebachsav added something, the different dimension. Ki Matze Yish Gonev Nefesh Me'echov Nesov is Amar Bo Macharo. You see, this Amar Bo Macharo. What is this Amar Bo? There is no doubt. There's no doubt that this Amarbo came to address this problem. The answer for how you can have a Gneva on an Odom, and how an Odom can become a Dovar Gonov, the answer for that question is in that pasuk. Ki motze ish gonev nefesh me'echov nesov is Amarbo umachar. This amarbo is not a third thing. It's not a third element. There are only two elements in the chiyuv misa. Gonev nefesh, gonev shemachar. But this amarbo is not a third element. This amarbo is really the mashlim of the kinyan geneva. See, it's mashlim the kinyan geneva. This amarbo, somehow or other, through Imur, an Odom becomes a Dover Hagonov. The Derech Imur, what is Derech Imur Bekacha, ain't Derech Imur Bekacha, alright? Yeah, the Imur. Derech imor b'kach. Derech imor, somehow or other, derech imor converts a person into a dover agonov. Into a dover agonov. That's really that's the third pasuk. The machloikis, that's what the Gemara has a question. The Gemara has a question of where Rabbi Yehuda gonvo o machro yoshein maho. Right? Machar isha leubra maho. Yesh derech imo b'kach or ain derech imo b'kach. Okay. Yeah. Yesh derech imo b'kach or ain derech imo b'kach. It's an interesting thing. That's the answer. I mean, I don't know if we could explain the answer, but that's one thing you see, that pasuk came for that purpose. The pasuk came to tell you that the imur renders the odom a dovar ganav. There's a machlokes tanoim really in imur. What exactly is imur? You have to mishtamesh b'shava pruto. Or even if you're not mishtamish, b'sheva pruta. The Rambam paskins, the Gemara says the machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Because they're going to the nefeshol ena chayvat sheyachsem rishusa. Rabbi Yehuda omad sheyachmisen ol rishusa v'yishtamish bo. So the Gemara asks, v'tanakama lo boy imor. Amar avacha b'rei the rava imor pachas b'sheva pruta ikibeinayu. So that's the machlekes. According to the Tanakama, even imor pachas b'sheva pruta yichayu. Okay, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's dafke and imur, which has a shavius of a pruta. What's the machlokes? The question is like this: in Geneva, there's two things. In Geneva, there's a kinyan, a maisa kinyan of Geneva, a kinyan zela, and then also there is. Then also there is the transference of the value of the chayfetz to the reshus haganav, because gneiva is a kinyan in halacha. It's a kinyan. He has certain types of bilus. You're not allowed to do such a kinyan, but it doesn't mean just because you're not allowed to do it doesn't mean it doesn't work in terms of kinyanim. The Torah separates the chayshim mishpah from the yisr. So there are many kinyanim in Geneva, so it actually becomes his. So the thing is like this. The question over here is, the machlekes is, see, the imur is really mashlim, the Geneva. So the imur is mashlim, the Geneva. It's not a third element. But the question is it mashlim, the Geneva, through the shavius, in terms of the kinyan, the shavius of the kinyan, in other words, in terms of how he relates to the shavius of the chefta, okay, to the davar ganav, or is it simply a mashlim of the maisa kinyan of Geneva? See, what's the difference? If it's mashlim the maisa gneva, the tfisa, the maisa gneva is not nishlam by an odom unless it has a certain character to it, a character of imor. It needs a certain character. You can't just steal an odom. It's not possible. So in order to steal, agbor is not going to be kona. Agbor could become an animal, but you can't become an odom through agbor. So the way the Torah says, the way the kinyan is nishlam by an odom is through imor. So then it doesn't matter, of course, if it's a shava pruta, it's not a shava pruta, because it's just mashlim the maisa kinyan. The kinyan needs a certain character to it. So the agbor alone, kinesel shusa, is not enough. But it must have the character of imor. So if it must have the character of imor, of a samar bol, so then, of course, it doesn't matter whether he's mishtamesh bo b'shava pruta or not. Yes, sir. That's how the Rambam paskins. That's really the Tanakama. But if you say it's not, that imur is that the way you mashlim the kinyan by odom is by rendering him a cheftz of shavius for you. See, that's the way you mashlim the kinyan by you. The way you mashlim the kinyan by odom is by taking him and using him as something material where you gain material profit from the entity. and using an Odom in order to gain material profit, that's how you mashlim the kinyan on an Odom. If you say that way, so of course you're going to require that it be mishtamash v'shavah prutah, because that's the minimal, that's always the shear of the shear in dinamamis, is the minimal shear is always shavah prutah. So that, but that's the machlokes. The machlokes is, what exactly is this amarbo? Is this amarbo mashlim the character of the maisa kinyan in the davar gonav by gonav nefesh, or this amarbo is no problem with the maisa kinyan? Maisa kinyan is like any other maisa kinyan. He does akbar kinyan akbar, grabs him, he's magbiyah him, he does a kinyan. That's a regular kinyan. But the way you mashlim the kinyan by an adam is by converting the Adam into a material object. How do you convert him into a material object? You change him from the substance of an Adam into the substance of a material object. How do you do that? By using him materially. You know, it's gaining physically material wealth from the Adam. So how do you convert him into? You convert him into a monetary object. How? If the halach is by converting him into a monetary object, so then of course you're going to have to be mishtamish be shavah prutah. That's your prutah. That's the machlokes. So again, I mean, that as I said, this amar bo is really the answer. This amar bo is the answer. How do you take an adam and render him a dovar aganov? And the answer is in the pasuk in Dvarim, this amar bo. There's a machlokes tanoim as to exactly how it's done. One holds you have to have the change in the character of the Maisa Kinyan, and the other one holds it's not the character of the Maisa Kinyan, but you must actually convert them. The substance must be converted into a material substance. How do you do that? You convert him into an object of profit. He's an object of profit. He's a monetary object. Now you've rendered the Gneva a Maisa Kinyan. You created a Dovar Ganov in an Adam. That's really the Allah. Okay, so that much we can say. Of course, I mean, you know, the pasuk is very precise, because the pasuk is very beautiful. Ki motze ish gonev nefesh me'echov l'bnei Yisrael this amar bo mechoro. Why does it have to mention mechira again? Really, he said already. He said it in Mishpatim, he gave you the elements. V'gonev ish mechoro. Why? Because the link between the gneva and the mechira is only through the v'samar. Because the Vesama renders him into a Dovar Ganav. Now you're going to be a Chayav Misa if you exercise your Kinyan Geneva on the Dovar Ganav. So that's why the Torah repeats it. Torah just said, Kimasa is going to Nefesh Me'ech and Yisrael Vesama Bo. Mesa Shehu, because it's just being mashlim what Geneva is, what the Lo Signov is. But actually not, I mean what Geneva is, I'm sorry, Lo Signov is the whole thing. But Lo Signov is the owner for the whole Maisa Vered, for the Chiyav, for the Maisa Vered, that's Machayev Es Misa. But the Torah didn't have to have a Mechara again. But the reason why I have Mechara again is because that's the only way that the Mechira could be Chal on the Dov, is through creating a Dov Argonav. Now you have a Mechara. But without that, you wouldn't have a Mechara. This Amabo creates the Mechara. Yechayev Misa for the Kinyan Geneva is the substratum, the underlying element that's Machayev Yom Misa. And that's, of course, it's exercising, it's creating the Dovar Ganav, and then exercising your rights, so to speak, in terms of the ownership of the Dovar Ganav. It's not two discrete activities. That's okay.